Ralphie Radio Show. You know, it is a short work week, but there are still hookups and breakups happening out in Hollywood and yonder and Life and Style Weekly. All over it, Senior News Editor Jordy Lippe checking in now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Jordy, let's kick off first with Chris Humphries and Kim Kardashian. Who else would we start with, for that matter? Chris is now suing Kim for $10 million, right?
That's right. Basically, what he's saying is that he lost all of his income that he could have made by being Mr. Kardashian, and now his image is ruined. He's obviously not playing basketball, and I think he was kind of hoping that he was going to make some money off his marriage, if anything, and now she's not letting him do anything. He's not allowed to write a book. He's not allowed to do anything, so he wants that money.
I wonder if while they were getting married, they talked about all the money they could make together with the Kardashian clan.
Just think, their whole relationship started with a big TV wedding that I'm sure they made millions off of, and they were in magazines, and they started making appearances together. So, of course, this is a whole other world, the celebrity world, and, you know, $1 million just doesn't cut it these days.
I guess not. And if we needed any more examples of why the celebrity world is different from the normal person world, I guess we could just look at Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler of the Chicago Bears. They were engaged, then Jay dumped Kristen, and now apparently they're back together and the wedding's back on, right?
That's what sources are telling us. As you know, they had a pretty public and nasty breakup, and then all of a sudden we started seeing Jay pop up at Dancing with the Stars and tweeting Kristen and cheering her on, and then spotted out on dates. And now friends are telling us that she is engaged and she's wearing her ring again and she's planning to go through the whole wedding all over again.
What you're saying is, Jordy, my chances with Kristen Cavallari are once again dashed and ruined forever.
Well, at least temporarily. Who knows what will happen?
I'll keep my fingers crossed. Not that I would ever wish bad things upon anyone. Wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Britney Spears, good things have been happening for her for years now, ever since this conservatorship took place with her father and her manager. And now, after she wraps up this tour, there are a lot of rumors about maybe before the end of the year, her tying, or not maybe tying the knot, but getting engaged.
Yeah, that's what sources are telling us, that she's planning to get engaged to Jason Trawick, who's been by her side for many, many years, probably just as the tour ends. You know, she's been focusing on her career, and she's kind of put relationships on hold, where in the past, relationships kind of came first.
Mm-hmm.
And now it seems like she might be ready to settle down.
And they weren't always the healthiest relationships. Who could forget Adnan Habib, right?
Oh my goodness, I even forgot about that one. 55-hour marriage. Remember, she's been married twice already.
Yeah, that's right, she has. Well, maybe third time is a charm for Britney Spears.
Let's hope so.
Exactly. Read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior News Editor Jordy Lippe, happy Thanksgiving!
You too.